attended a concert given by the Cape Town Baroque Orchestra celebrating the music of Handel, and there I heard Handel's Gloria for the first time, a virtuosic work superbly performed by Linnell Kennett. This work for soprano, two violins and continuo was only discovered in 2001 in the Royal Academy of Music in London. It's part of a bound collection of Handel arias, which was once owned by one William Savage, a singer who was a friend of Handel's. It was passed on to Savage's student, who then left it to the Academy in 1821. There are a few musical clues in the style and compositional elements that led German musicologist Hans Marx to authenticate the work as being by Handel. The music is exuberant, even a little wild in places, leading Marx to date the composition to Handel's time in Rome as a young man in 1707. Typical of Handel, there are ideas in this Gloria that are to appear in his later compositions too. The Gloria is a showpiece, with breathtaking bravura passages, which left me wondering who first performed it. It could be the soprano Margherita Giustanti, who was in the employment of the Marquis Ruspoli, Handel's patron while in Rome. However, the top notes may have been too high for her, though that is dependent on which pitch it was performed at. Possibly a castrato performed it. If it was indeed performed at the Marquis Ruspoli's palace, then Corelli himself may have been one of the violinists in the orchestra. The finale has a virtuosic cum sancto spiritu, with many long runs and theatrical punctuations. Here's a performance given by Gillian Keith with John Elliott Gardner and the English Baroque soloists.
Oh,
That was the Cunt Sancto Spirito from Handel's Gloria, performed by Gillian Keith with John Elliott Gardner and the English Baroque Soloists. To hear this again and to find more bonbons, please go onto the FMR website and click Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR 101.3.